Macmillan Audio presents A Well-Behaved Woman, a novel of the Vanderbilts by Therese Ann Fowler. Read for you by Barry Krynick. Pearls. Her eye of light is the diamond bright, her innocence the pearl, and those are ever the bridal gems that are worn by the American girl. From the Young Lady's Offering, author unknown. Chapter 1. When they asked her about the Vanderbilts and Belmonts, about their celebrations and depredations, the mansions and balls, the lawsuits, the betrayals, the rifts, when they asked why she did the extreme things she'd done, Alva said it all began quite simply. Once there was a desperate young woman whose mother was dead and whose father was dying almost as quickly as his money was running out. It was 1874, summertime. She was 21 years old, ripened, unpicked fruit, rotting on the branch.
"Stay together now, girls,"
Mrs. Harmon called as eight young ladies, cautiously clad in plain day dresses and untrimmed hats, left the safety of two carriages and gathered like ducklings in front of the tenement. The buildings were crowded and close here, the narrow streets bricks caked with horse dung, pungent in the afternoon heat.